Let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. You know, some of you guys, you just need to take your wives on dates. Amen? Amen. Now, we got Brucey right now. We got Kyla. So it's kind of hard to, like, get away from them because they, like, need adult supervision. You know what I'm talking about? But we can still make it happen. You know? My wife and I take walks, and I'll tell them, give me your hand. Let me hold your hand. Give me your hand. You see, you guys are looking at me weird because you don't do that. You look at me like I'm some sort of weirdo. I'm married. That's what married people do. They hold hands.
Amen.
You know, compliment your wife. Okay? You look beautiful today. Wow. You know, man, you look good today. I like your hair. That's corny. Yeah, but you know what? At least I'm not going to get into adultery.
Yeah.
Call me as corny as you want.
Amen.
Call me an old fogey, corny guy. But you know what? At least I'm not going to commit adultery because I'm being ravished with my wife. I allow my wife to attract me and vice versa. We're making precautions so that this stuff doesn't happen. Now, when it says, let her breast satisfy thee at all times, this is what that means. Verse 20, and why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman and embrace the bosom of a stranger? Okay, what does embrace? It means to hug. Well, when we talk about the bosom, let's talk about the breast. So that means touching should only be for you and your wife. The only woman you should hug is your wife. All right? Don't be hugging other people that are not your wife. Unless it's your sister or your aunt or your mom. Those are okay, right? But, you know, at your job, there's always that one lady. Oh, hi! And you're just like, don't embrace that. You know, this is what you do. When they do that, go, hi. Nothing bad with a handshake. But just go, hey, how's it going? Handshake. Stop it right there. Why? Because the Bible tells us to let your wife's breast satisfy thee at all times. What's that? Hugging your wife. You know, that ought to be that which satisfies you at all times. Don't go embracing some other woman. Okay. Now, look, there's going to be ladies throughout the years that they just probably catch you off guard or whatever. They're in their culture. That's what they do is hug. Hispanic culture is like that. Hispanic culture is like everyone hugs and everyone kisses the air. You guys know what I'm talking about? Who knows what I'm talking about? Like, they'll hug and they'll go kiss the air. I'm like, what is that? I mean, I didn't grow up like that. My mom did and stuff like that, but that's what they do. How many know what I'm talking about? They kiss the air. Do you know what I'm talking about? They do that in Armenia? Oh, wow. Oh, they actually kiss. Oh, you guys are wicked. I'm just kidding.